Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So this morning, of course, is a very special day. This is the day 1965. How many years ago is that? 46 years ago, almost 50 years ago, that Srila Prabhupada arrived in Boston Harbor. And we're going to speak about Srila Prabhupada this morning. And to start class this morning, we're waiting at, traditionally, of course, we chant Jaya Radha Madhava. But this morning, we're going to chant the poem. This is a poem most of you should be familiar with, at least heard the name of this poem that Srila Prabhupada wrote. He wrote, from what I've read, some of it was written while he was aboard the Jaladuta, which was parked in the water in Boston Harbor, Commonwealth Harbor. And some he also wrote in Boston at Commonwealth Pier itself. So we're going to start class this morning with the chanting of that song. Does anyone have a song book? Otherwise, Gauramani, she's looking it up. On here. You have the Bengali. Bengali, yeah. So you'll chant the Bengali. Okay. I want you to do it. Yeah, afterwards I'll do that. We'll just chant it just like Jaya Radha Madhava, yeah. Okay.
So,
yeah, that's fine. Wherever you're comfortable.
So Gauramani Mataji, she's going to lead us in the bhajan of Markanei Bhagavat Dharma by Srila Prabhupada.
So this song is Bodo Kripa Koile Krishna. Bodo Kripa Koile Krishna Adha Mera Prati Kila Gya Nile Hetha Koro Ebe Gati Bodo Kripa Koile Krishna Adha Mera Prati Kila Gya Nile Hetha Koro Ebe Gati Ache Kichu Karja Tava Se Anumane Nahe Keno Ani Ben E Ugrasane. Everybody together. Ache Kichu Karja Tava.
Somebody play mridanga?
Rajas Gatamo Gune era Sabai Achana Vasudeva Gatharuchi Nahe Se Prasanna
Rajas.
Katha ruchi nahe se prasanna tabe jati tava kripa hoy ahoy tuki sakali sambhava hoy Tumi se kautuki Bhave bhujale tara bhuje se rasa eta kripa koro prabhu kori nijabasa Chaya sabha hoi maya basha tumara ichaya nasha maya ra parasha
tumara ichaya sabha hoi maya basha
তবাই ইচ্ছা হই যদি তাদের উদ্ধার বুঝিবে নিশ্চয় তবে কথা সে তোমার তব ইচ্ছা হয় যদি ভাগবতের কথা সে তব অবতার ধীর শুনে যদি কানে বারবার শুনবতাম স্বকথা কৃষ্ণ পুণ্য শ্রবণ কীর্তন হৃদ্যন্তস্থ্য ভদ্রাণি বিদুনোতি সহৃৎসুতাম শুনবতাম স্বকথা কৃষ্ণ পুণ্য শ্রবণ কীর্তন হৃদ্যন্তস্থ্য ভদ্রাণি বিদুনোতি সহৃৎসুতাম নষ্টপ্রায়েষু ভদ্রেষু নিত্যম ভাগবত সেবয়া ভগবতী উত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তি ভবতি নৈষ্টিকি নষ্টপ্রায়েষু অবাদ্রেষু নিত্যম ভগবত সেবয়া ভগবতী উত্তম শ্লোকে তদা রজস তমো ভাবা কামলোভাদয়শ্চ ইয়ে চৈত এতৈর অনাবিধম স্থিতম সত্ত্বৈ প্রসিদ্ধতি ভিদ্যাতে হৃদয় গ্রন্থি ছিদ্যন্তে সর্বসংশয়া শীয়ন্তে চাস্যু কর্মাণি দৃষ্ট্বা এবাত্মনিশ্বরে রজস্তমো হটে তবে পাইবে নিস্তার হৃদয়ের অভদ্রসতে গুছিবে তাহার করে ভুজাবো কথা বড় সে चाहि शुद्र आमि दीनहीना कोनो शक्ति नाहि की करो बुझाब अतच एने छो प्रभु कथा बोली बारे जे तुमार इच्छा प्रभु करो ए बारे अतच एने छो प्रभु कथा बोली बारे अखिल जगत गुरु वचन से आमार अलंकृत कोरी बार क्षमता तब कृपा होले मोरे कथा शुद्ध हावे सुनिया सबारा शोका जे गुछीबे যদি প্রভু আমার নাচাতে নাচাও নাচাও প্রভু নাচাও সে মাতে আনিয়াছো যদি প্রভু আমার নাচাতে নাচাও নাচাও প্রভু নাচাও সে মাতে কষ্টের পুতলি যথা নাচাও সে মাতে নাচাও নাচাও প্রভু নাচাও সে মাতে কষ্টের পুতলি যথা ভক্তি নাই বেদনায় নামে খুব বড় ভক্তি বেদান্ত নামা এবে সার্থক কর ভক্তি নাই বেদনায় নামে খুব বড় ভক্তি বেদান্ত নামা এবে সার্থক বড় কৃপা কইলে কৃষ্ণ অধমের প্রতি কি লাগিয়া নিলে হে থা Koro e begati Boro kripa koile Krishna adhamera prati Kilagiya nile
Prabhupada ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Oma gina timanandasya ginandina salakaya. Chakshurlan militam jaina tasmai Sri Gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swaya Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapatandikam Vanchakopa Tirubhischa Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Sivasri Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Gauramani, for that. So, we'll read. Do you have an English translation there in those books? No. Yeah, does anywhere have English translation? Or could I use that? That'll be better. Okay. So again, this prayer, poem, means very personal. It's poetry by Srila Prabhupada. This is after spending 35 days aboard the Jaladuta. We've all heard so much about the history of Srila Prabhupada coming to America. So many hardships in preparing to come to America. And then ultimately being aboard this freighter for some 35 days crossing the Atlantic Ocean. And of course we know Srila Prabhupada suffered two heart attacks at this time. I'll never forget being in Mayapur when Prabhupada stayed in his rooms in the Lotus Building. Because many times when Prabhupada would sit with his disciples, he would recall the early days of Krishna consciousness, his coming to America, before his coming to America, his trip on the Jaladuta, in the very early days in New York City, in the Bowery, in 26 Second Avenue. Because these are all very significant within our ISKCON society. And this prayer, no doubt, as years go by, will become one of our very well-known Vaishnava songs within our Sampradaya. This is very important, this prayer. This was Prabhupada's, his thoughts, his, as he says, his emotional ecstasies. Prabhupada, sometimes he would describe his purports within Srimad Bhagavatam as his emotional ecstasies. So imagine this prayer that Srila Prabhupada is writing here at this time. And from the very beginning, his very first words, "My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. You can do whatever you like with me." So this statement, a very important statement. This is a statement of a pure devotee. You do whatever you like with me. I don't know why you brought me here. What does that mean? It means Prabhupada's completely surrendered soul to Krishna. As we hear later, his most dear friend, Krishna. So Prabhupada is completely surrendered
he's waiting. Krishna, you direct me what to do. He was sitting on this Jaladuta. Spent his whole life in India. Was a sannyasi in Vrindavan. Such beautiful description in Lilamrita of Prabhupada. Imagine Prabhupada stepping off the first time off of this ship into the Commonwealth Pier. I always imagine, describes these pointed white plastic shoes. Now you don't see them so much. When we would come to India with Prabhupada back in the 70s, these were very common to see the sadhu in these pointed white plastic, rubbery plastic slippers that they would wear. So this is what Prabhupada had when he arrived into America. How different was Prabhupada from everyone, from everything. How different everything looked to Srila Prabhupada from India at that time, from the time he grew up, right up until 1965. India was so different. And as soon as he arrived there already, he could see the, Prabhupada would always describe the skyscraper buildings. He would describe these skyscraper. So he's sitting there seeing this scenario before him. What's before him? He says, I don't know. Somehow you brought me here. Imagine his feelings. He didn't know what was in front of him. He said, very frankly, he said, when I got off the ship, I didn't know which way to go, whether I should turn right or I should turn left. Completely surrendered. But he had his mission. I read one letter yesterday from Prabhupada to Tamal Krishna Goswami. Tamal Krishna, of course I didn't see the letter, but he must have said, Prabhupada, I don't know, what is your desire? What do you want me to do? But in the response, Prabhupada said, you ask me, what is my desire? He said, it's no secret. He said, my desire is an open secret. Prabhupada didn't hide anything, what he expected from us. He said, my desire is that everyone chant Hare Krishna. He said, that's my desire. That all over the world, people chant this Hare Krishna mantra and they be happy. So this was Prabhupada's desire in coming to America. So why did he come to America? To New York City. Prabhupada spoke about that many times as well. He said very often, he said, his instruction was to go to the West. So there's so many countries in the West. It's not just America, USA. Many countries in the West. All of Europe is also in the West. England is in the West. Canada, you have South America. Everything. From India, everything is West. It's all West. Because the sun rises here in India. So wherever Prabhupada was going was the West. But he said, I wanted to go to New York. He said, I didn't want to go to England like his godbrother had gone to London. He said, I didn't think London. He didn't think anywhere in Europe, of course. He said, New York. I wanted to reach New York City. That was his desire. So that was Krishna's desire. He's saying, I have no other desire but Krishna's. So this was Prabhupada's desire, to get to New York. He said, sometimes I would dream. In my dreams, I was going to New York City. Even he hadn't seen New York City, but he was dreaming about going to New York to preach Krishna consciousness. So why did he want to go to America? Why New York? Because Prabhupada knew to spread Krishna consciousness around the world. He wasn't just thinking, go to the USA, go to New York City, establish a temple, make the Americans devotees, teach them about Krishna. He knew, if I go to America, if I go to New York City, this was the biggest city in the world, most important, most influential city in the world. Not now. 1965 it was. So he knew if I go to this place and establish Krishna consciousness, it will spread all over the world. This is what Prabhupada wanted. As he stepped off this Jaladuta in his saffron robes, his Kunti Mala, his Tilak, just as he was in Vrindavan, same shoes he was wearing in Vrindavan, he was walking on these streets in Boston. Same person. He left Vrindavan? Never. Never left Vrindavan. We say this so many times. Everywhere Prabhupada went, he brought Vrindavan. This day in Boston, every year they have very big celebration now. Prabhupada's arrival into America. This is a Tirtha. So many Tirthas, holy places Srila Prabhupada has established all over the world. Everywhere he went, most pure devotee of Krishna. Everywhere he went, he's become holy places. So this is how he changed the entire world. So many people are coming here to Vrindavan. Why? Because Krishna appeared here. So many saintly persons have come here. People make pilgrimages to so many places in India because saintly persons have lived there. Saintly persons have taken their bath there. Let's try to understand the scope of what Srila Prabhupada did. He turned the whole planet into tirthas, hundreds and hundreds of tirthas all over the world. He changed the very direction of what's going on everywhere in the world. Not just here in Vrindavan, not here in India, not just in the United States, but everywhere. He's changed everything. This chanting of Hare Krishna goes on 24 hours a day. It's going on non-stop all around the world. Because Srila Prabhupada stepped off of this boat and entered the United States almost 50 years ago. And in that short course of time, in 10 years, everything had changed by one person, this person who wrote this very beautiful poem. When Prabhupada went back, when he went to Boston and they established a temple, he would bring the devotees, he would take them on the bus, and he would bring them to that place where he arrived, at Commonwealth Pier. Prabhupada would remember that so many years ago. For him, he was going there 2 years later, 5 years later, and he was remembering those first days when he came. No one chanting Hare Krishna anywhere. How is it possible he did this? Such an amazing thing what Prabhupada has done. So he would bring his disciples now. He had his disciples. You see on the video following Srila Prabhupada, you'll see on the morning walks, Govinda Dasi, Jadarani, Jamuna, Gursundar. You'll see them walking through Boston. Prabhupada's walking in these same places. Imagine the ecstasy Srila Prabhupada's feeling. As everyone, he's giving Krishna to everyone, everywhere. Giving these books, these bombs, time bombs, they're called, these magical books, seeing that they are going and still going on, being distributed everywhere. This is the potency of Srila Prabhupada. So he had his disciples come with him. They would get on the bus. That time he would get on the bus for 10 cents, 5 cents, 10 cents, 15 cents, and he would take them to these places. So in Mayapur, the one day it was Paramahamsa and I were with him, it was 1975, and Srila Prabhupada, he would sit behind his desk there in the Lotus building. I think that Prabhupada was so happy there in Mayapur. He loved he established this center in Mayapur Dham, ISKCON Mayapur. How happy he must be seeing this construction. I always say, I never imagined what was happening when I was with Prabhupada in 73, when we stayed in thatched roof hut at the very front of the property. That was Prabhupada's residence when he stayed there. And then within a year, the Lotus building was there. So many buildings Prabhupada would stay in, they were not finished in India. Stayed in Juhu, wasn't finished. He stayed here, his rooms, initially they weren't finished. He stayed in Mayapur, weren't finished. He didn't care. There were his rooms in the dhams, these holy places, and he would stay there. Didn't matter they were half finished, 80% finished. Whatever was there, they were his places. They were his spiritual master's places. And he stayed there very happily. So in Mayapur, Prabhupada would sit, and he would be so comfortable, so peaceful. I traveled to many places with Srila Prabhupada. But when I saw him go to Mayapur, he just seemed extra special. Guridas, you know, you've seen Prabhupada in these places, Vrindavan, Mayapur. It was special. Prabhupada was pleased. He had brought all the devotees to Mayapur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prediction. I've talked about it here many times. So he was very pleased to see devotees from all over the world coming to Mayapur, chanting Hare Krishna together. Hare Nam Sankirtan going up and down the roads in front of the buildings. And he would sit, only place I ever seen him do it. He would sit, he had the big cushions behind him, big round cushions beside him. Whole room was cushions. Very nice, with the white sheets over the floors. But he would sit back in his chair and his feet would be on the desk. Sometimes you would see his feet over the desk and he'd just sit back very peacefully. Everything was done under Krishna's control. Whatever you want, you do. Krishna did through Srila Prabhupada. Most pure soul. Krishna did everything through Srila Prabhupada, through his spiritual master. And Prabhupada was resting there very nicely. And then he would talk. So the one day he called us into his room. And so he was remembering. Sometimes when he would think of things, then he would call his disciples, he would talk to them, he would tell them. Prabhupada never was interested in having his biography written. He said, not so important. But he would tell his disciples so many things he said, therefore we have biography of Srila Prabhupada, because he told us. But it was very personal. He was talking with his disciples. His disciples, he saw them as his children, his grandchildren. He saw them as his parents. Govindadas, he would laugh. Prabhupada would call, you're my mother. Prabhupada was 70 years old. Govindadas, he was 20. And Prabhupada saying, you're my mother, you're taking care of me. She described in, when she was there, Gorsundar and her, they were serving together. So she would rent apartments for Prabhupada in Hawaii and New Jersey, 1967, when he was recovering. So she would say, I'm looking for a place for my grandfather, because he was 70. But Prabhupada saw all his children, they were his parents. He would describe in different ways, to my children, my parents, even though they were teenagers, because they were taking care of Srila Prabhupada. He was taking care of everyone, but he saw they're taking care of me. So in Mayapur, he said, when I was on the Jaladuta, he said, very serious. He said, I thought I would die. He laid in his room for days. We see there's no entries in his diary. Prabhupada was keeping this diary, But for days, there is no entries at all. And he said, then I had a dream. He was telling us, he said, I had a dream. He said, in Krishna, he said, I was lying in this small boat. And Krishna was rowing. He said, in his many forms, they were all rowing. He said, then I knew everything was all right. He said that Krishna was taking me, took control of everything. So there in Mayapur, he was feeling, just like here, he's writing these emotions, these feelings, very beautiful feelings of the pure devotee, of Srila Prabhupada, our commander of this ISKCON society. We're all very fortunate. Srila Prabhupada stepped off of that boat, changed everything. So he's sitting there first day. Say, most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudev. I do not know how they will be able to understand it, but I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you're the most expert mystic. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? So that he wants, this is what he wants to do. This is his desire. He's saying, give me the understanding, how to teach them, how to train them. O Lord, I'm simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. All living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will, and therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. You'll see this over and over. If it's your desire, even in Prabhupada's desire, it has to be Krishna's desire. There's no separate. And we say this is the oneness between Krishna and his devotee. They're one. Because the devotee has no other desire except for Krishna's desire. So he says, if it's your desire to save them, your desire to give them intelligence, then I can do something. This is his prayer. This is how a devotee thinks. This is how a devotee acts. This is how a devotee speaks. Only Krishna's desire. This is pure devotion. Completely pure. No tinge. He's not thinking, oh, I can become very big and famous, come here to America, change everything. I can do so much. He's thinking, I can't do anything unless you empower me. I have no ability to do anything. He will become liberated from the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion, and thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear. How will I make them understand the message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Again, he's saying, you brought me here. We see over and over how much Prabhupada wanted to go to America. For years, he was arranging. Some he was asking for money. They would even say, no, it's not proper for Sadhu to leave the sacred land of Bharat Barsha. You cannot go. That was their excuse for not giving money. We won't give you money because it's not proper. It's Maya. You go to America, you're in Maya. This is their excuse for not giving money. So, but Prabhupada's saying, it's not my desire. If it's your desire, then I can do something. It was his desire. How did he know it was Krishna's desire? Just like we can also know Krishna's desire. It's not a secret. Prabhupada says it's open secret. You know the desire of Krishna very simply by the desire of your spiritual master. It's a very simple thing. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure, as you like. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Sometimes also it was in Mayapur. Prabhupada always his classes, huh? If you're not listening to Prabhupada's classes, you should listen to how Prabhupada speaks. Listen to his classes. Reading his books, of course we all must do. But also hear these classes. From the very beginning, what did Prabhupada do in New York City? He got a tape recorder. He began recording his classes. Huh? Garga Muni tells in the very beginning, from the very beginning, they had to buy one tape recorder and Prabhupada wanted his classes recorded. Why? What's the recording? Reason for recording is to have them to be heard again and again and again for all time. Not ordinary. This is that Achintya-bheda-bheda-tattva understanding as well of Srila Prabhupada. He's describing himself as most fallen, huh? But he also understands what he was doing when he went to America. He also understood every word he was saying was most important, had to be recorded, had to be written down for everyone to hear, then, in the present, and in the future. Everything was recorded from the earliest days. Garga Muni says, it was not easy buying tapes at that time. This was not cassette tape recorders. These were reel-to-reel. Company 3M, Scotch, these were the bigs they would make the recording tape. It was costing $3, $4, or $5 to buy one reel of tape. That was very expensive. 1965, $5, that was a lot of money to pay for some tape and then just keep it. But Prabhupada wanted that. He didn't say, no, it costs too much money. We know Prabhupada, he would tell Tejas. Tejas was in Delhi all the time from the beginning, establishing Delhi Yatra. If he took a train to Vrindavan, Prabhupada got upset. What are you doing on the train spending so much money? You take the bus for 5 rupees. You don't take the train. He would chastise people for using the telephone. Why are you using the telephone, spending so much money making phone calls? But he wanted his classes recorded. Money should be spent wisely. So Prabhupada understood what the wise investment was. He understood his words. The transcendental sound was coming from his lips. He knew this. In Mayapur, he called me in his room, rang the bell, you know. So I went in, and he looked at me very seriously. He said, did you tape class this morning? I said, yes, Prabhupada. He said, bring it in here. I want to hear it. I was used to it, how Prabhupada did things. He wanted to hear his class. He said it was a very good class. It wasn't his class. It was Krishna's class. Prabhupada wanted to hear what Krishna gave him to say. And he would sit there and listen to his class. Anyone here give class? You ever listen to your classes? I can't listen to my, I don't want to hear my voice at all. Prabhupada, he would listen and he would be very pleased with what he had said because it was Krishna's words. This is what Prabhupada did all of the time. Everything he was doing was Krishna. Everywhere he went, Krishna was with him, making everywhere Tirtha, everywhere holy place. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel engladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. Everyone is unhappy in the material world, huh? Everyone. They may admit it or not admit it. We see in the West here too, everyone taking some form of intoxication. That means you're not happy. Otherwise, why are you taking? Why are you drinking? Why are you taking prescription drugs, non-prescription drugs? It's all because we're not happy. So Prabhupada says this transcendental sound, huh, can make everyone happy. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance, make me dance. O Lord, make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhakti Vedanta, and now if you like, you can fill the real purport of Bhakti Vedanta. Signed, the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, on board the ship Jaladuta, Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, dated 18th of September, 1965. So this is the most significant poem, song that Srila Prabhupada has given us. And he came, and he chanted Hare Krishna. Such a simple thing. And say, I always like to say, when Prabhupada went to New York, there were no, you say in America, we have an expression, smoke and mirrors. You know, with smoke and mirrors, you can create illusions, many illusions, see things that aren't really there, see things differently. But Prabhupada didn't come with tricks. He didn't put on a top hat, you know, didn't put on the clothes of the day, some bell bottoms. 1965, everyone was wearing bell bottoms in America, 1967, 68. He had his dhoti, his kurta, his kartels. He chanted Hare Krishna in the park, and he just waited to see what would happen. But as he says there at the end, a complete faith in the holy name of Krishna, complete faith. And he had complete faith in his spiritual master. So by that very simple process of chanting, of course he had 600 books as well, trunks and trunks of books. Everywhere he went, he would travel with one of those trunks when he started traveling. And that was his desk. His trunk was his desk. He sat on the floor, had his light. This was his first desk, was his trunks, one of his trunks that came from India. So in these trunks, he had Srimad Bhagavatam, of course. So this is what he did. He spoke from Srimad Bhagavatam. He spoke from Bhagavad Gita. Very straightforward. He chanted Hare Krishna, and he distributed prasadam. He cooked it. He distributed it. In the beginning, Kirtanananda, he helped him cook. He was one of the first ones. One of his, Kirtanananda's names was Kitchenananda, because he was always in the kitchen. He took to cooking right away. He also taught me how to cook for Srila Prabhupada some years later. So he said we would cook, and everything that was prepared was put on Prabhupada's plate. That was the only plate in the beginning. It was Prabhupada's plate. And Prabhupada, whoever came to the temple that day, they would take prasadam. Prabhupada would give everyone prasadam from his plate.
He said, and everyone was always full. Didn't matter how many people were there, how many devotees, new devotees were there. And new devotees, no different today than it was then. They can eat a lot. A new devotee eats lots and lots of prasadam. So they were eating so much prasadam, rice, dal, chapati, sabji. And it all came off of this one plate. Everyone was satisfied. Is that right? Everyone was satisfied. This was Prabhupada's potency. This was the potency. This is still the potency of Srila Prabhupada. It's not done. It's going on and on through his disciples. We just had Gopi Puranadan Prabhu. Such amazing. Look at these disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So powerful, so much potency. Gopi Puranadan, he knew the open secret very well. He followed everything, Srila Prabhupada's orders. Therefore, he had potency to do so much. Doesn't matter how much intelligence is there. If you don't follow the orders of the spiritual master, everything's finished. Again, you become a mouse. Doesn't matter how much brain power is there, what kind of charisma you have, you know, how handsome you may be, how many languages you know. The only thing that gives the potency to a devotee is follow the orders of the spiritual master. Then he's empowered. Gopi Puranadam Prabhu, he is empowered. Srila Prabhupada, he was empowered to change the whole world. It's changed forever by the potency of Srila Prabhupada. So, it's after 9 o'clock. We can stop here. The program will be going on today. I guess the schedule's been announced. Brahmananda Prabhu. You have to come and listen to Brahmananda Prabhu in the afternoon. Everyone knows that. I don't have to tell you. Everything he says is so wonderful to hear. His love for Srila Prabhupada is just wonderful to see and experience. So much love, so much emotion and feeling for Srila Prabhupada. So this is what sustains us. This is our prasadam. This is our food, Srila Prabhupada. He nourishes us, nourishes our soul. So are there any questions or comments? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.